Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to the History AI Podcast, where the past comes alive with facts, anecdotes, and a dash of humor. Here are your hosts, Chuck and Marco.
Thank you. Hello, folks. Welcome to another fascinating episode of the History AI Podcast. I'm your host, Chuck, joined as always by my co-host, Marco. How are you doing today, Marco?
I'm great, Chuck. Excited about today's topic. Who doesn't love a bit of history mixed with adventure, piracy, and a smidge of romance? Speaking of romance, Chuck, how's your love life these days?
Well, unlike today's subject, I've yet to be saved by a princess, Marco.
Indeed, Chuck. Let's dive into the intriguing life of one of America's earliest and most complex pioneers, Captain John Smith. Born in 1580 in Lincolnshire, England, Smith was an adventurer at heart from a young age. He lost his father at 16, and instead of inheriting the family farm, he chose the path of adventure.
Right, Marco, he first started his journey as a mercenary in the European Wars. Known for his bravery, Smith quickly gained a reputation and the respect of his superiors. According to legend, he fought valiantly in a series of duels, defeating three Turkish lords, for which he was awarded a coat of arms, a distinction that gave him a sort of celebrity status in his home country.
Sounds like my teenage years, Chuck, except the only duels I won were in video games.
But the adventurous life didn't stop there for Smith. He was captured and enslaved during one of his campaigns. He earned his freedom in the most dramatic way possible by killing his master and escaping back to Europe.
Wow. That's straight out of a Hollywood script, Chuck, and speaking of scripts, let's get into his life as a pirate.
Ah, yes. Smith wasn't just your average run-of-the-mill pirate, though. He joined a group of pirates led by French Captain Jean Fleury. During their time at sea, they captured a Spanish treasure ship. Smith's share of the loot allowed him to fund his next adventure to the New World.
But before we sail to the New World, let's take a short break. When we return, we'll explore Smith's time in Jamestown and the true story behind him and Pocahontas.
When the world hits hard, hit back harder with Strike Force Energy. The zero sugar, zero calorie, power-packed energy drink additive that fuels your adventure. Just a quick squeeze turns any drink into a relentless power source. Perfect for your workout, your hike, your life. Ready to strike? Visit StrikeForceEnergy.com, use coupon code UTSALAX24 for an explosive 20% off your order. Strike Force Energy, unleash your potential. Strike Force Energy, fuel the fight within you.
Welcome back to the History AI Podcast. Let's continue our journey with John Smith and his time in Jamestown.
Jamestown. The first permanent English settlement in North America, established in 1607 by the Virginia Company. Life was not easy, though. The settlers faced numerous challenges, starvation, diseases, and conflicts with the indigenous peoples.
Smith's leadership was instrumental in the survival of Jamestown. He was elected president of the colony and introduced a policy, "He who does not work, does not eat." This policy ensured that everyone contributed to the survival of the community.
But it wasn't all about hard work, right, Chuck? There was also a certain Native American princess who enters our story at this point.
Indeed, Marco, the story goes that Smith was captured by Powhatan, the chief of the Senecamaca, who planned to execute him. Pocahontas, Powhatan's daughter, intervened and saved his life.
It's a great story, but historians have questioned its veracity. In fact, some believe that what Smith interpreted as an execution might actually have been an adoption ceremony, intended to bring him into the tribe.
Correct, Marco, the real relationship between Smith and Pocahontas was likely more political than romantic. Pocahontas served as an intermediary between the Jamestown settlers and Powhatan's tribe, easing tensions and facilitating trade.
So, it wasn't quite the Disney version, Chuck.
No, Marco, real history seldom is. After being injured in a gunpowder accident, Smith returned to England in 1609 and never saw Pocahontas or Jamestown again.
And despite his life of adventure, Smith died relatively peacefully in London in 1631, at the age of 51. His life is an incredible tale of survival, exploration, and interaction with different cultures.
That it is Marco Captain John Smith was an adventurer, a soldier, a leader, and at times a pirate and a diplomat. His life is a testament to the human spirit's ability to adapt and endure.
Couldn't have said it better, Chuck. That's it for today's episode of the History AI podcast. We'll see you next time when we delve into another fascinating piece of history.
Thanks for listening, folks. And remember, just like John Smith, we all have a little adventure within us.
You've been listening to the History AI podcast with Chuck and Marco Tune. In next time for another deep dive into history.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.